KFGO and KFGO.com.
I was going to open the show today by complaining about the fact that it is 45 degrees and windier than all get out in Frisco, Texas. It's almost like a terrible October or November day here in Frisco, but then again, I've been listening to our KFGO news team and the weather reports and checking the internet and communicating with Pinto Gunderson back in Fargo. So apparently, Daniel, I should not open the show today by complaining about the fact that it's 40 to 45 degrees and a 25-mile-an-hour wind in Frisco, Texas. That would not be wise of me.
That would not behoove you. No, it would not behoove you to go down that route.
Not behoove me.
Yeah, it's ugly here.
It sounds like it's awfully nasty right now in the KFGO listening area. And, in fact, there's a blizzard warning out from 9 p.m. tonight until tomorrow morning. The schools have been canceled already on Monday across the state of Minnesota. Most of the events, I think, over the weekend, the sports and extracurricular activities, I don't have an official list with me, but I'm guessing that many of them have been canceled, and I know that is the case in Moorhead because I received the text messages from the Moorhead School District because my daughter goes to that school district. Bottom line is, it is nasty. It is ugly. There are cars in the ditch. It is bad. And so before you even think of traveling any place tonight or over the weekend or anything else, check ahead and really rethink things, I believe, because it sounds like it is utterly nasty. And, Daniel, I'll give you the same heads up I gave yesterday. Since we're not in the same room and since we can't see each other, if something comes up that needs to get out there in regards to the weather or the road conditions or anything else, if Jesse Grabo wants to call in and give us the update, just let me know. Just cut me off, and we'll get to where we need to go with that information. Because even though I'm down here in apparently balmy 45-degree Frisco, Texas, the much more important information is what's happening with the roads and the travel and the weather up in North Dakota and western Minnesota. Folks, welcome to the Friday edition of the Mike McFeely Show, coming to you today again from Frisco, Texas, Toyota Stadium, site of the FCS National Championship football game tomorrow between North Dakota State and Towson. We'll have plenty of information about that football game coming up, including an interview with NDSU running back John Crockett and athletic director Gene Taylor coming up later in today's show. I need to remind you, though, as we start the show, that my appearance in Frisco, Texas is sponsored by La Quinta Inn & Suites. You can wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Inn & Suites with locations in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. It's also sponsored by FM Water Systems. They are your water specialists and home of the Connecticut Water System. And we are sponsored by your locally owned Stop and Go food stores, home of the best buns in town. Now, one of the stories circling around this big national championship game in Frisco is the fact that there are all kinds of people who have had all kinds of difficulties getting to Frisco, Texas. And many of those people, including myself, but I'm the one of the lucky ones that was able to get down here, have had trouble with flights out of Fargo and Minneapolis and Chicago and every place else. They're just having trouble because of the weather across the middle of the country and on the eastern part of the country. And to tell us more about this and to tell us what people can do, if anything, let's bring in Nancy Augenbaugh, a friend of KFGO, a friend of mine, and the owner of Kwame Travel in Moorhead. Hello, Nancy Augenbaugh. How are you?
I'm very good, Mike.
Are you having lots of clients calling you saying, I need to get to Frisco, Texas. I need to get to Frisco, Texas. My claims got canceled. Has that been happening to you the last couple of days?
Yes, we have gotten several calls, and you have scheduled as well as possible. You know, there's only so many flights that are available. And, you know, when half the town is leaving, it's difficult to get these rescheduled.
How many flights out of Chicago, do we know the final number of how many flights out of Chicago have been canceled, Nancy? Because that's been the major issue, I think, is as it was for me, that if you fly out of Fargo, you often need to connect in Chicago to go someplace else, and that's where my flight was canceled. How many have been canceled out of Chicago? How many nationwide have been canceled?
You know, I have not heard those numbers, but it's hundreds of flights in the Chicago area. So it, unfortunately, from Fargo, you know, we either go through Chicago, Minneapolis, or Denver. You know, we do have a few individual daily flights. We have the American, you know, that goes direct to Dallas, and then we have one that goes to Atlanta. But almost everything takes a connection out of Fargo. So, and you know what the problem is when these delays are during the holidays or during a large special event, the problem is that there aren't any other seats to reaccommodate. Normally, if it is weather-related, the airlines, that's considered Mother Nature. And their responsibility is to get you on the next available flight.
Are there going to be people who just do not make it to Texas because of this weather situation and the flight situation?
I believe everybody should make it. I mean, we've got the two flights that they added today. They are both going to get off the ground. It looks like here, I'm just looking at the wonderful Hector International Airport website, and it looks like they're delayed. They're delayed a bit, but they're going to be, at least they're departing. They haven't canceled any of them right now.
Are those two flights, Nancy, that were added just for today recently, or are those the ones that were added earlier when they knew that there's going to be a whole bunch of people flying down to Texas?
These were the ones that were added earlier.
Okay.
And you know, we talked about this with several of our customers, and, you know, the problem is it is frustrating because they're going for a particular event. But also the airlines won't fly if it's dangerous conditions. So you kind of got a little teeter-totter going there. What, you know, you don't want to be on a unsafe flight either. So you drove to Minneapolis?
Yes, our flight was canceled Wednesday out of Fargo. We drove to Minneapolis. I rebooked out of Minneapolis a direct flight. And we drove down to Minneapolis and flew out of there because I was told by the American Airlines agent at Hector that the earliest flight that she could get me on out of Fargo is on Friday. And I said, well, that's not going to work for me. So I need to get out earlier. So we drove down to Minneapolis. I don't know how many other people did that, but I assume that some did because that was a plane full of people from American Airlines going from Fargo to Chicago, presumably some of them going on to Texas. And if you can't get down here until Friday, for many of us, that wasn't going to be the right thing to do. So,
well, and that's right. And like we talked about, when the delay is so bad that all the extra flights are full, that's your backup plan. Like you drove to Minneapolis to get on. Some people, you know, have to fly into a different city. Maybe a city that's close, but the connecting flights into Dallas are full. So you have to be a little look ahead when these things happen. If those people that don't have to be anywhere in particular, they're going to grandma's or they're going, you know, if they can get a flexible rebooking policy. And they just say, I'm going to travel in 2 days or 3 days from now when everything's calmed down. A lot of times the airlines will offer that option in their flexible rebooking policy.
Well, and I had heard last night when we went out for supper, a bunch of Bison fans, of course, are already down here. And they had heard stories of people driving to Minot or Bismarck to get on a flight. They'd heard people of taking a cab to Jamestown, taking a taxi to Jamestown from Fargo to try to get out there somehow. And people are just doing whatever they could do to get on a flight to get out of North Dakota to get down here, or at least to get to Denver, to get someplace else where they could make a connection to Dallas without the weather. So
exactly. And, you know, people were going to Sioux Falls because really the problem that we're having isn't necessarily the Minneapolis to or the Denver to Texas. It's the getting out of Fargo. Every flight is full. And So, you know, what could help is if, again, some travelers that aren't going to this event, maybe they'll decide, well, you know, I'm going to wait a couple days. That may open a few seats. But I'm at least the airlines are honest and upfront saying, we're not going to get you out till Friday.
Yeah.
So that's,
yep.
As a passenger, that's what we really want to know. Give us the truth. What are the chances? And, you know, because as you know, you could probably spend a lot of time on the phone, a lot of time in line. And so I will give my little plug for a travel agent is that if you call your travel agent, you know, they will be able to rebook you at on the next available flight. They can assist you with that. So
I got you.
But,
all right.
You know, with the airlines, you know, the best thing to do is when this happens is get in line and then also get on the 800 number at the same time. Because obviously
gotcha.
Everybody that's in front of you are going to get the first available seat.
Perfect. All right, Nancy, thank you. Appreciate the information. And cool. If you want to get out a plug for a travel agent, that's just fine because I think I'm going that route next time. I'm knocking off I'm going to stop the online booking stuff because I had all kinds of issues this time. I think I'm going to come right to you next time, okay?
There you go.
Thank you, Nancy.
Yep,
all you
right,
bet. Nancy Augenbaugh, Kwame Travel in Moorhead, Minnesota, right there.